What I'm about to tell you is really just proof that the law is an ass. And what is really sad, about this is that nobody seems to want to bother to change it. Now, I'll tell you what it is. A man has been arrested over a alleged carjacking in the city after the car's owner managed to help police track him down using a phone app. We'll talk about how good these apps are and how important it is to use them in just a sec. But do you know that illegal use, you've heard that term, haven't you? The reason the police will use it is because it's far easier to prove illegal use than something like what they have in the States, for example, Grand Theft Auto. And I'll tell you how it works, and this is why I tell you the law is an ass. Because you can't prove that the person who illegally used your vehicle had intended to permanently deprive you of that car. In other words, the law assumes that, oh, look, I'm just using it for a couple of drive-offs and maybe a few speeding hikes on Main North Road, so I'll bring it back, right? Doesn't happen, does it? But the law doesn't work that way. It's stupid. But nobody wants to do anything about it, which is why I'm telling you. So, we have a technology solution at our disposal, and to explain it, let's talk to Adelaide's tech guy, Richard Pascoe. Richard, good morning.
Morning, Leon. I didn't know I could borrow cars whenever I want to do. That's great.
But that's the... I did a bit of homework to find out where all this came from, and when I got the story behind it, I just thought, oh, my God, are we that bloody stupid? Well, the answer is yes. Anyway, tell me about this app.
So on every... we'll do iPhones first. So, because that's how the car was located. Most people, I would say 95% of people out there would have the Find My app on their iPhone, which means if you know your Apple ID and your password, which these people did on the weekend, so are able to find their car, you can log into somebody else's phone and see where your phone is. So the phone was in the car, it pings the cell towers around, the phone towers that we've got, and it's a very accurate way to be able to locate your phone.
So, what's the message here? Because often people won't leave their car and take their phone. And some will take the phone, some will leave the phone in the car. Most of us take it away. What's the message here to get the best use of this app?
If you do leave it in your car, you'll be able to find it. Know your Apple ID and password. That's the number one thing that you should make sure that you do. So you can go to somebody else's phone. I've had to do this for clients before. They've said they've lost their phone. Even when they're overseas, you can see where the phone is. Most criminals, if they realise there was a phone within the car, they'll turn the iPhone off. But when they turn it back on, it actually pings that location on there.
Sure.
Some of the other good things about it, Leon, is you can actually remote wipe your phone if somebody has stolen it as well. So you might find out where it is, but you can also say, if you guess my code, you can go along and remove it. There's also little what Apple have introduced called AirTags now. I've actually left one in my car at the time because with the Apple AirTag, if somebody wants to steal my car, again, it will report back where that AirTag is when it passes somebody else's iPhone. It's incredible technology that we've got now, Leon. So these little AirTags, I've got them on, my bag, things that I use during the day to be able to go and locate wherever they are.
That's clever, isn't it?
It's extremely clever, Leon, and I think, we're only at the beginning of this technology. For the Android people out there as well, sign into your Android account, which is your Gmail address, your Gmail address and password. You can go literally type in the Google Chrome, find my phone, and your phone will come up as well. And, this is why people shouldn't turn off their location as well. If you turn off your location, good luck at finding your devices.
Yeah.
And remember, the internet does know where we are.
Of course it does.
Yeah.
Because I know a lot of people would turn it off thinking, oh, yes, I want my privacy. But in actual fact, you might be doing yourself an injury, mightn't you?
Exactly right. Turn off location. People don't know where taxis come, Ubers come, or deliveries go.
All right, stay on the line because I've got Rosie. Rosie, I've got Richard Pascoe, our tech guy. Tell me your story.
Oh, hi, Richard. We've lost an iPhone at home. I've managed to locate it on the I've lost my phone thing, and it says it's at home. The trouble is, we don't know the password to reset the password, because what it does is if you type in your Apple ID, which I've done, and then I've gone to forget my password, it then sends you a link so that you can get a code that it gets sent to your iPhone, which doesn't help because we can't find the phone. So how do I reset? Yeah, so how do I reset the password?
You're not going to, I'm afraid.
Okay, okay.
You know, that's I'm afraid you're going to have to wipe that phone as well. Can you log into iCloud.com?
Yeah, I've done that, but it does the same thing. So it says, reset your password, we'll send you a code to your phone. But obviously it's going to the lost phone and we don't know where it is. It's in the house somewhere, but obviously it's dead and we can't find it.
So what you'd need to do is contact Apple support and then work your way through getting... Sorry. Then work your way through getting your and you've got to send a proof of ownership of the phone, but they will get you back into that account. It might take a week or so, but work with them. That you need to upload your proof of ownership, and then they will work with you to get back into that account.
Wonderful. Okay, thank
now,
you.
Now, Rosie, before you go, you've lost your phone in your house, right? And you don't know where it is in your house.
Or my husband,
Is it on silent or is it ringing?
Well, no, we've tried ringing and obviously I suspect it's dead now because it's been a few days now.
Okay.
And we turned the house upside down. So it's, we don't know. We don't know where it is.
I bet the dog
finds
it. It'll
show up when we buy a new one. The dog, I've asked him to look.
Rosie, that's an interesting... Richard, this would happen. Rosie would not be by herself on this one. So what's the rule of thumb here?
Oh, you know, make sure that you can always log into your phone. That Apple ID and password is the key to everything on there, because you can go along, if it's on silent, you can make your phone beep. I had somebody last month and, I helped them. They had left their phone in a car as well. We're able to make the phone beep and say, if you return the phone to this address, we'd be greatly appreciated and reward you with some money as well.
Mm. So, again... is there any setting that prevents this, or is it just common sense of making sure that you keep an idea on where your phone is?
Yeah, it's always about make sure where your phone is. And everybody with an iPhone out there, look at the Find My app on there as well. I've actually put instructions up on my website right now, Leon, for people as well.
Good.
Make sure you know how the Find My app works. Experiment with it because you might need it down the track.
Yeah, I wonder how many people lose their phone in their own property and can't find it. there'd be a few. Richard, thank you. That's Adelaide's tech guy, Richard Pascoe. He's always very helpful.